From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Every 5 years, Boise hosts one of the biggest Basque festivals in the world, bringing thousands of people to the Gem State to eat, to dance, and sing. Hialdi has been described as a gift from Boise's Basque community to anyone who wants to come and take part. And there's a new book out about this unique festival. It's called Hialdi, A Celebration of Basque Culture. It's a collaboration between Basque American journalist Nancy Zubiri and photographer John Hodgson. Zubiri will be in Boise later this week talking about her new book, and she is joining us now. Nancy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Okay, first question. Is it true that you've been to almost every Hialdi since 1987?
Yes, definitely. I've been to almost every one. Went to the first one, fell in love. I already was obsessed with the Basque culture, and just imagine going to basically a private party with only Basque people, dancing, singing under the stars. It was at the old pen, and it was just an amazing atmosphere. There were athletes and dancers and musicians from the Basque country at that very first one. And it was just such an incredible experience that I couldn't help but continue. And then there's an evening dance with live music on the Basque block, which is probably my favorite activity, just because I'm not sure why. It's just how cool it is to be dancing on the street with all these people with live music. And it just feels like you're in Europe, you're in the Basque country at the small town festivals that they have there. And you know people, like you're looking out at the crowd and you see people that you know, because it's, you know, a lot of Basque people.
Yeah. So talk about the book itself. It is a book that has just amazing pictures. I mean, the photographer you worked with, he apparently has more than 15,000 photos of Hialdi, but the book isn't just about these really beautiful pictures. You actually interviewed several people and you added information about the festival. So I'm curious about who you talked to.
Well, the photos, of course, came first. I met John early on at a Hialdi, saw his amazing photos. We became friends, but just Hialdi friends. Like, that's the only time we ever saw each other. He shared his photos with me for my website, euskalcaseta.com. And just in passing, while we were chatting, one of us said, oh, we should do a book together. And so I already had, like, you know, the photos. I knew that was kind of the basis of the book. So then what kind of a text was I going to write for that? And it just seemed like a logical place to go to the Hialdi organizers and the people who put on the festival. And I interviewed like 30 different people, and I used that as the basis for my for the text, the manuscript of the book. And of course, just my personal experience. I know what Hialdi is. I've been to it so many times, and so I had a lot of the information already. I knew and had experienced it.
And for people who are just joining us, I want to reintroduce you. We are talking with Basque American journalist Nancy Zubiri about her second book. It's called Hialdi, A Celebration of Basque Culture. She'll actually be in Boise to talk about it this Thursday and Friday. I'm curious, why did you want to include first-person stories in the book?
I think that's just my journalism background. Quotes from real people are always good and captivating to an audience. And then as I was talking to them, a lot of them had great little stories. And it was like, how can I not throw that in? I mean, in fact, those quotes and little stories are kind of what guided me. I'd be thinking about what to write and I'd be like, oh yeah, I have to talk about when somebody got locked into the prison by accident, or you know, or I have to talk about how, you know, the beans, they made like 50 pounds of beans and they were the wrong temperature and they had to throw them all out. So just those are like good little stories that keep, you know, readers interested.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like that behind the scenes look of an event.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Can you read a quick bit from the book for us?
I grew up without a strong sense of ethnic or cultural identity. So this is John Hodgson, the photographer. I was born in Jamaica to American parents who knew very little about their family history other than being a mixture of Norwegian, British, French Canadian, and Basque. I never felt particularly connected to any of my genes, and that was especially true of the Basque ones, which I knew the least about. For the first 30 years of my life, I never crossed paths with a single person outside of my immediate family who had even heard of the Basque. In 2004, on a business trip to Boise, Idaho, all of that changed. I asked someone his opinion of a local restaurant, and he casually stated, "That's on the Basque block." I thought I heard him wrong. I asked him if he had said Basque, and he confirmed, puzzled at the question. The conversation quickly revealed that there was a large Basque community in Boise, and that his wife was Basque, the mayor was Basque, and that there was an entire block dedicated to all things Basque. I was floored. That evening, I went to the Basque block and hesitantly entered the Basque center. I heard people speaking a language entirely unlike anything I had ever heard before. Yet at the same time, something felt so familiar to me. Subtle traits of the men sitting at the bar, their complexion, their stature, the shape of their eyes, I felt like I was looking in a mirror. It was as if something primal woke inside of me, saying, "These are my people."
That's beautiful. So before I let you go, we should note that Hialdi was canceled because of the pandemic in 2022. It will be back in 2025. I'm assuming you'll be there.
Of course. Yes.
And this weekend is the San Ignacio Festival, which that's why you're coming to read. That happens in between the every 5 years of Hialdi every year. The San Ignacio Festival happens in Boise. It was lovely talking with you, Nancy. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Nancy will be here this weekend and she will be doing two readings. One at the Basque Museum on Thursday and one at Rediscovered Books on Friday.